And we're back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengoust and Monique Donnelly. And we have a special guest, Monique,
that has been talking to.
As being a vocalist, she's been kind of, you know, we've been trying to get these two to collaborate with
one another.
It's like, this could work out pretty cool.
Yeah.
Emmy Award winning John Wineglass happened to stop
in
and is in
He's
the
here.
House.
Welcome.
Welcome, John Wineglass.
Hey guys, how are you? Good to be here.
So cool. You know, Imani Kelso, by the way, got to give props to Imani, a good friend of ours too, over there at Slingshot, was introducing us. We went to Third Tuesday and actually introduced us to the one and only John Wineglass there and said he had a friend that did a little bit of music.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. A couple of songs, a couple of compositions and things.
He's done a few
things. So, John, these are things that people may not know about, but just, and I'm not asking you to give props to yourself, but, you know, they want to know who's John Wineglass because, you know, you're out there and what have you done?
Well, I'm a composer. That's what I mean, I do.
The main thing.
The main thing.
Because you also play.
I'm an instrumentalist as well. Piano, viola, violin, and organ, a couple of accordion as well.
Nice.
Accordion.
Oh,
I've got another story. I don't mean to jump in. How old were you? I've got to know this. When you were sitting in Washington D.C., probably one of the biggest stages. How old were you when you first graced a stage like that playing?
Well, I started playing, taking lessons at about 6 or 7 years old, and I did my first concerto when I was about 11.
Nice. Yeah.
So that's when I
started. Come on.
Yeah. I started touring at 11 years old.
Nice.
That's the only reason why I wanted to do music, actually, was to go on tour with my youth orchestra in Washington, D.C.
That's cool.
So every summer we go to Korea, China, you know.
Nice.
Former Yugoslavia and with, you know, 80 other people and go tour. So
you like traveling.
I will travel anywhere. Just ask my wife.
So that's why the story earlier about the kids a little bit. You know, if you do have kids out there and you definitely want to know where a career path starts, here's a gentleman with John Wineglass, Emmy Award winning, multi-Emmy Award winning, 3 Emmys, 7 nominated, incredible television Emmys, obviously, those people that don't know what an Emmy is.
It's a really long name. Can you say the whole name for us?
What was the
you
Emmy for?
You told me, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to remember.
Oh, the category?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to do this one. It's Outstanding Music Direction and Composition in a Dramatic Television Series.
Yeah, and that's why I couldn't tell
you. What was the television series, by the way?
It's All My Children.
All My Children. One of those little soap operas out there.
One of those little ones.
All My Children. It's been around forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
You know, so your history goes back. You're Washington, D.C. guy.
Yeah.
Grew up, started playing, and then all of a sudden, what's John Wineglass? Where are you?
Well, I started, like I said, the only reason why I wanted to go was to tour. And but I was always kind of an academic as well. I kind of studied a lot of math and business. And so when I went to college, I was kind of a double major in music and business administration. And then I just really felt God telling me that music was what I wanted to do. And it's funny, my scholarship was actually tied up in my business degree and everything. So for me to leave the business track,
leap of faith,
meant a lot of things.
Yes.
You know,
another job.
But we were talking on the break, you know, my parents were always kind of supportive. You know, they just thought, you know, you got to go with your heart. And it was one of those things where I knew that I could do the good idea for my life, but not necessarily the God idea.
I like it.
Oh, we got to write
good
that
line.
Down.
Yeah, write that down.
The good idea, but not the God idea.
God idea. So, so then I started playing a lot of jazz clubs and.
What when you did the jazz clubs? What
piano? Did you
play?
That was piano. Okay. And we're all around D.C. And I thought, well, I needed a bigger town, and so I looked at some opportunities out here, and I studied a little a summer with Jerry Goldsmith for a bit. And thought I was coming out to California. Really thought Lord was leading me there, 96. And Lord was like, no, I want you to go to New York City, where I knew no one.
New York City.
New York City. And so that was another, to go to a town where, you know no one.
Right.
And that resulted in grad school at NYU, and I studied with Justin Delajoyo and his father, Norman, at Juilliard School of Music. And
Juilliard for those listeners are out there.
But my degree is from NYU.
And NYU, too, is a phenomenal school.
You know, but what was great about that is the consortium schools there. You have Columbia and NYU and Juilliard. And, You kind of got the technical aspect of modern technology and music, and then I could go and study serious composition, you know, with major composers. So that was the beauty of it. And within the second year of my tenure there, I got my first contract with ABC.
Cool. Wow. How did you get that connection?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's another. Yeah. Well, I started doing jingles, commercials, okay. And I ran into a composer friend of mine who had just finished working on Lauryn Hill's Miseducation album. And and the deal was at ABC, I was kind of an intern. Now, this wasn't an intern carrying coffee. I actually worked in Pro Tools and I would actually score the picture.
More of an assistant.
And so, but, you know, still, on our roster, we had Bill Conti. You know, they had all these cats, sure. You know. So they were like, oh, we're not really going to hire you, dude. And so the deal was basically I brought on this producer to produce some of the acts that with the networks, we would bring on artists to kind of produce songs and they would have segments in the show. So it made, you know, money all the way around as far as publishing for everybody. And so that was kind of the thing that sealed my deal. 9 months of negotiating, which were grueling. In
9 months?
9 months.
Yeah. I had a great lawyer, actually. Yeah, great lawyer. But yeah, 9 months of that. And in 1999, November, I signed on with ABC. So
nice. Wow. And yeah. You're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kemp and Brian with Rod Schreckengast, Monique Donnelly, and Emmy Award winning John Wineglass, who a couple of the soaps. Is that what you found yourself in soaps the whole time at ABC? Or?
Yeah, well, and then I started doing a lot of stuff with MSNBC, Headliners and Legends. I did a lot of documentaries of Kathy Lee Gifford, Brady Bunch. A bunch of those documents with Matt Lauer back in the day. And a lot of commercials, Mercedes
commercials.
Any jingles
we would know?
There was a time there was a big campaign for U.S. military.
Nice.
This is pre-9/11. Yeah. A lot of U.S. Army commercials and things like that.
So that's your thing.
Be all you can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so now you're based out of San Francisco? Is
that Monterey, right? Actually. Monterey. About 2 hours south of
Monterey.
Oh, tough. That's tough life. Let me go to the studio in the Monterey. Okay. It's so hard work.
No, but you fly back and forth, yes.
Yeah, I get down.
How often are you doing that back and forth?
Well, this month it's been about 3 times this month. So,
And that's directly work-related? Or?
Work-related. I just had a premiere last night of a piece that I wrote. Actually, that was based off a theme that I had written for a show called Smallville. Mm-hmm. Actually, Mark Snow is a very mentor of mine.
Wow. Nice.
And so I turned it into basically a suite that an orchestra premiered last night.
Cool.
So that's why I was down here. And
killing two birds with one stone.
Yep. Called Monique, said, hey, I'll be in town, you know.
And then we grabbed you up.
Yeah. Actually, last year, in October, this time it premiered at the Kennedy Center last year. So it's just about a year now.
You know, something that's really important for Worship Factory that we talk about all the time is just we bring in artists like this that for the listener out there to be able to get a grasp on what the Lord has done in their life and what God has called them to do in their life and their journey. And it's so important for us. And the reason we created the website was for you to get in and get some more information about these people, also connect and hopefully connect with people like this that can also help your career, help you spawn your creativity that God has given you. But it's so important for us to be able to let you as a listener listen to what God has done in their life and how much time they've spent and how much work they've spent. Mm-hmm. And it's just not been something that says, right. Here's your gift.
Handed to them, yeah.
Go ahead. And, you know, go live in Monterey now and go do your thing as far as that goes and don't worry about practice and don't worry about anything like that. And I think it's so important for that vehicle of an online presence, you know, so often because we can reach anywhere in the world with the internet, via the internet, yeah. Facebook or Twitter. And now we've got, you know, something like Worship Factory that we can reach out to somebody in China or somebody in Haiti, some places that we're going now that, mm-hmm. that we can actually, hopefully through the Lord, uplift their life out there through music and entertainment and creativity. So it's so cool. It's like, you know, to have John in studio. We're actually going to do something kind of special. John also plays several instruments, John Wineglass. So we're actually going to take you out of the segment with a little bit of John Wineglass.
Nice.
And he actually brought his viola with him, which is a viola right here as far as that goes. And he came down from that tough life in Monterey. I'm just sitting there going, oh.
Yeah, it's hard.
But we're going to take you out of this segment at Worship Factory with John Wineglass and a little bit of music with him and Monique and maybe Rod Schreckengaus. And we'll take you out with John Wineglass.
Draw me close to you, never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you.
That was John Wineglass, Monique Donnelly, and Rod Schreckengaus here at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.